Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Allison Keyes. We're learning more now about the killing of three Israeli hostages by Israel's military by mistake. There has been anger and there's an investigation going on. More from CBS's Yotam Confino.
The Israeli soldiers who shot and killed three Israeli hostages in Gaza by mistake did not follow the army's rules of engagement. The three young men were apparently holding a long stick with a white fabric attached to it, but the soldier who spotted them felt threatened and opened fire, killing two of the hostages. The soldier believed they were Hamas terrorists laying a trap. The third hostage escaped but was killed shortly after in a nearby building, despite yelling for help in Hebrew. Hamas terrorists are known to be fighting in civilian clothes, making it difficult for the IDF to identify them. Yotam Confino for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is ordering troops to its border with Mexico to help with an influx of migrants. Republicans have tied border security with money for Ukraine, but CBS's Willie James Inman says talks are underway for big changes at the border.
A spokesman for the White House says that conversations surrounding that deal on immigration continue to move in the right direction, as CBS News has learned that a deal on immigration could be reached as soon as this Sunday, and with it, sweeping changes to the nation's immigration system.
There's a nasty weather system threatening millions in Florida and Georgia. Kelly Cass is at the Weather Channel.
We're talking about a lot of rain and even the potential for severe weather in the Sunshine State. Not good news. A lot of people travel to Florida this time of year for the holidays. You've got people heading down here for the winter season. And yes, there is a chance that we could see tornadoes out of the system that's moving on through.
Speaking of weather, the biggest solar flare in 6 years briefly knocked out radio frequencies on Earth. CBS's Dana Jacobson.
A NASA telescope captured Thursday's full force flare in action. NASA says the powerful bursts of high energy radiation can disrupt radio communications, electric power grids, and navigation signals. Several pilots reported communication interference in the U.S. after that rare monster flare.
The Boston Tea Party happened 250 years ago today. The Patriot Group, the Sons of Liberty, dumped 92,000 pounds of tea overboard from three private ships. They were angry about a tea tax passed by the British Parliament. Professor Elijah Gould says,
certainly Parliament's reaction to the destruction of the tea was what really tipped the colonies into open rebellion.
Many states and nations, including Britain, have sent tea to Boston, where a reenactment is happening today. This is CBS News.
The holiday season is right around the corner. Give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/gift guide.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Some intimate parts need the gentle, easy trim of a Gillette trimmer. And some need the closeness and comfort of a Gillette Intimate Razor. While others need a Gillette Anti-Chafe Stick. Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get, down there. Buy now.
Halloween is over, but hiring is still a bit scary. Indeed's end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The D3.
D3 right in the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, rain showers and a high near 40 degrees. For tonight, showers come to an end. We'll have cloudy skies and a low of 33. Cloudy for Sunday, temperatures near 40 and a little breezy again. For Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 25, 35 Tuesday.
Right now, it's 44.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome one and all to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. Thanks so much for joining me on this Saturday. Just about a week till Christmas is here, everyone. It's exciting. It's that time of year again. I know it doesn't look very Christmassy out there, but we are going to make the best of it that we can here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. It's 11:06. I am your host, Seth, and this is the show where you call 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors all throughout central Wisconsin. We'll also be talking about events happening throughout this weekend and going into next week. Of course, that's Christmas. And we will be talking about anything else that you want to talk about. We'll be going over some sports stuff. We'll be going over some news and notes and a calendar of events as we go along through the hour here. Maybe we'll play some Christmas music. It all depends on you. 424-2600 to get on the airwaves. Before we start, I'm going to go ahead and give a big shout out to our sponsor of the show, Jeff Clark and Associates, now with 2 locations. At their first location, 3340 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids, they are now also at 1265 Main Street, Suite 103 in Stevens Point. If you'd like to give them a call, it's the same number for both, 715-424-4101. That is 715-424-4101. You can check out their website, jca-insurance.com, and they're open from Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 at both locations. If you have any questions about life insurance, health insurance, Medicare, personal insurance, they are the ones to go and talk to. A big shout out again to them for sponsoring Over the Back Fence. So we do want to go over a few things here. We're going to talk about programming on WFHR and WIRI, what's coming up this week. And other things coming up, we've, of course, got Christmas coming up, and that means one thing for WFHR, 30 hours of Christmas. Yes, indeed, it is coming back, and we got a lot of great stuff, some oldie goldies. We got some new stuff coming up for that as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, we're going to be having some special stuff over on our sister station, Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. We've got some fun Christmas stuff. I hope you heard about our elf call center that we had this week on Thursday. Had a couple of Santa's elves come into the studios here and answer the phone for some kids who had their last minute gift wishes for Santa, and they were able to pass it on there, and we were able to record some of those calls and some of the great stuff that the kids did. So listen, on WIRI, we're going to be next week, we're going to be playing some of those as well. Also, we have a wonderful rendition of A Visit from St. Nick, better known to most people as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, recorded by Santa himself. I am not kidding. We have a recording by Santa himself, and we'll be playing that on WIRI. And hey, maybe next Saturday on Over the Back Fence, we'll do a special Christmas show, and maybe I'll play it for you there as well. It's a wonderful, wonderful rendition of that classic story, so stay tuned for all of that. Well, this weekend, we don't have a lot of sports going on as the teams wrap up the year. as we go into finals week for the colleges and we get ready for the holiday season going into January. So we have all the we do have some more basketball coming up next week. The Badgers will be playing, but we don't have any Badgers hockey for this coming week as well. We do. This is today is the last day of the year for you to go on to the Southwood County Rec Center and cheer on your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Tough game last night. 3-2, they lost to the Minnesota Squatch, and they're going to try to get their measure of revenge tonight, see if they can even up the series. The Squatch are right ahead of the River Kings in the standings, so it's very important that the River Kings take a win tonight so they can climb up the ladder once again. Go to the Southwood County Rec Center. The puck drops right around 7 o'clock. Get your tickets and go there. If you can't, tune in to WIRI at around 7 o'clock as well, and you'll hear some great play-by-play. Tonight, I will not be doing the board. I was on there last night, but tonight, a good friend to yours of yours and mine, Don Cheesebrough, will be doing the board tonight. Big thank you to Don for taking over for tonight for me. I'm going to be out of town. So you will still be able to hear that game on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. So we don't have the schedule completed for next week, but like I said, that's it for the River Kings for this calendar year. Of course, they will be back in January and February to wrap up their season. We have more interviews with Coach Paul and see how his the first half of the season, his view of the first half of the season. It looks like they've done really well. But that is a man who's not satisfied all the time. He wants more. He wants his guys to be their very best. And it's great that we've been able to talk to him about that and that he is in town here. And all the great things, by the way, that the players do in town, the help they are, the volunteering they do, it is very, very cool. Big shout out to them as their season continues. For the rest of the weekend here, we got some great programming for you as well. Hope you were able to check out the Polka Show this morning at about 7 o'clock. Tim has a couple of Christmas shows that he put together, not only for this weekend and next weekend, but we're also going to put that in, 30 hours of music, and we'll get into the list of that as we go along here this coming week. I'm sure if you tune into the morning show on WFHR from 8 to 10, we'll be talking a lot about 30 hours of Christmas and the great tradition that it is. After the show today, at noon, you've got Charlie Barron's and the Cripes cast. That'll be from 12 to 1. And then from 1 to 2, the rebroadcast of Under the Helmet with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram from earlier this week, talking sports, talking all kinds of fun stuff. Looking ahead to tomorrow on Sunday, at 1 o'clock, there will be a rebroadcast of the Polka Show that played earlier today. So check out a fun Christmas episode of the Sunshine Polka Show with Tim the Polka Guy. And we do recommend it because it's a great way to get your afternoon going, put you right in the Christmas spirit. Tomorrow, what is a good day to do Christmas stuff, right? Maybe go check out some lights, get some last-minute shopping in, bake some cookies. I think tomorrow is going to be a good day for all of those things. So tune it in to WFHR. Then at 6 o'clock, Seth Faces the Music. My last one before we start doing Christmas and New Year's shows. Last week I did a show about Little, songs that have Little in them. Now I just flipped the script, as they say. I have songs about Big this week, tomorrow on Sunday. So check it out from 6 to 8, Seth Face the Music, brand new show. It was a lot of fun to put together. I hope you enjoy it. Then Director's Cut from 8 to 9. It is our Christmas episode. Melissa Kay joined James and myself in the studio, and we talk about some fun topics that relate to Christmas, including what are some traditions from around the world for Christmas. It was a fabulous discussion. We had lots and lots of fun. Check that out from 8 to 9, Director's Cut, on Sunday, right after Seth Faces the Music, which is on from 6 to 8. I do know this coming week that we do have a couple of more high school games coming up on WIRI. On Tuesday, we got Michael heading down to Port Edwards to check out the game there. And then on Thursday, Randy Paul will be on the call for the Assumption Girls in their next game, or their next Thursday game. They will be playing on Monday, that we will be broadcasting as we get closer and wrap up the end of the year here before the conference play starts very, very soon at the end of December going into January. So be sure to tune in to Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI for more high school basketball action. Whew. That was a lot of information to get to. Like I said, we'll be talking more about what's coming up in the schedule, 30 hours of Christmas, and all kinds of good stuff coming up on WFHR and WIRI. But for now, we're going to take our first break. And you know what? I feel a little bit like playing some Christmas music here today. Get everyone in the mood. So we'll be playing a few of these songs coming every now and then throughout the day today as we go into commercial here on Over the Back Fence. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on WFHR.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got
got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
One. Purdy throws over the middle. Picked off.
More.
Backside pressure. Down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone. Touchdown. Braylon Allen.
The Badgers.
The Tigers.
Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. It's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us New Year's Day. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, rain showers and a high near 40 degrees. For tonight, showers come to an end. We'll have cloudy skies and a low of 33. Cloudy for Sunday, temperatures near 40 and a little breezy again. For Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 25, 35 Tuesday.
Right now, it's 44.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everybody. Hope you're having a great 16th of December. It is Saturday. It is about 11:21 on the clock. We got Johnny Mathis singing us in a winter wonderland, which it is not. I don't need to tell you that, though. No snow yet, so it does not look like a white Christmas is in the offing for us, although it looks like we might be getting some rain today, which not really thrilling. Not for me, anyway. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves for Over the Back Fence, looking to buy or sell from your friends and neighbors last-minute Christmas gifts. If you want to wish someone a happy Christmas, happy holidays, happy whatever, happy New Year, we are here for you. If you want to just shout out anybody, call up for that, too, 424-2600. Let's get into our calendar of events, our news and notes here as we wait for those phone calls to start coming in. Also, I will get to those phone calls as soon as I can. I'll just finish reading what's in front of me, and I'll pick up your call as soon as possible. Do want to remind everyone that it is definitely COVID season right now. It is flu season. We do, of course, encourage people to get their free flu or COVID-19 vaccination. It is circulating, and having tests available at your house is also very important. You can have, there's many places that you can get them. Free COVID-19 rapid test kits are still available through the Wood County Health Department and all Wood County libraries while supplies last. Any individual or organization and or business is able to pick them up at the front desk. They do ask if you are displaying any symptoms, please do not go inside. They will bring them out to your car. These tests are good till about March 18th, 2024, so there's still several months left on these tests. Even if it says a different expiration date, they have been dated to March 18th, so they should still be good before that. You can go to the McMillan Memorial Library in Rapids, the Pittsville Community Library, the Lester Library in Arpin, the Lester Library in Vesper, the Charles and Joanne Lester Library in Nacoosa, and the Everett Roll Marshfield Public Library. They have tests available there. You can also go to the Wood County Health Department right here in Rapids, located at 111 West Jackson Street. If you have any questions, give them a call, 715-421-8911. That's 421-8911. We also today, going on as we speak until about 1 o'clock today, the final market at the Moravian Winter Market. That sounds a little redundant, doesn't it? That's going on today. That's just for the year. There'll be no more in December, but they'll be starting up once again January 6th. So it's just over for this calendar year. As soon as the calendar turns over, the market will be open again through May 18th. It's going from January to May, so every Saturday except for March 30th. It will be closed on March 30th, just a reminder there. If you have any questions, you can, of course, check out their Facebook page, Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market. Just type that in, and you can see who the vendors are today and who's coming up as they open up again next year. Vendors, of course, are always welcome. Go ahead and go to wrmoravian.org/winterfarmersmarket. and check out the events events information on the church's webpage, and you can find a vendors section with more information for you there. That's going on till today till 1 over at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. It's Market at the Moravian. Go check it out. Get some great food, some great gifts for your friends and family. Got a couple of other events happening this weekend that we do want to highlight, including tomorrow on Sunday. It is the joint VVA-VFW Christmas party. It's going to be held at the VFW post on Redden Road, starting at about 5:30. That is the place to go. If you have any questions, you can call the VFW, 715-600-0401, 715-600-0401. If you have any questions about the party or anything else, that is the number to call for that. Big shout out to the VVA and the VFW. Have fun, everybody. Have fun at the party this tomorrow. Holiday parties are always great, but especially for you. I do hope you enjoy yourselves. Looking ahead to something else happening tomorrow, our good friends over at the Seventh-day Adventist Church at 611 24th Street North are having a free community meal. All are welcome. Doors open at 3. Serving starts at 4, goes till about 6. And this, like I said, is a free community meal. Friends Feeding Friends is what it's called. That's happening tomorrow, the 17th, at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 611 24th Street North. Doors open at 3. Serving starts at 4 o'clock. Go have some good fellowship time and, of course, a good community meal from our friends over there. We are in the season of giving, friends, and one great way you can give, not only to your friends, your neighbors, anybody really, is to give some blood. And we have some great opportunities coming up this this week where you can do that. Not only with the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin, but also with our friends at the Red Cross. And let's get into that right now. The next community blood drives will be happening on Monday and Tuesday. A little bit different schedule, of course, because of the holiday on the 25th. Monday is Christmas is on a Monday, so they had to shift their schedule a little bit for blood donation. So coming up on Monday the 18th, 2 to 7, they will be having their blood drive there. And then on the day after that, Tuesday the 19th, from 10 a.m. to 3, these are all happening at the former East Junior High School, room 111, at 311 Lincoln Street, and they do ask, please enter off of Lincoln Street. Appointments are always welcome. Call 866-566-5900, 866-566-5900 to schedule your appointment. Like I said, this is through the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin, and they are the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. Walk-ins are welcome if they have any slots available, of course. But once again, the days and date, the days and time, Monday the 18th, 2 to 7, Tuesday the 19th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Be a hero and give in this season of giving. Why don't you give a little bit of life to someone who may need it in the future? We have more opportunities as well coming up here with our good friends at the American Red Cross. There'll be some other opportunities to give some blood, including coming up on Monday. If you are in the Weston area, they're going to be at the YMCA Aspirus branch, 2402 Howland Avenue, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, that's Monday in Weston, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the YMCA Aspirus branch, 2402 Howland Avenue. Looking ahead to Tuesday, if you are up in the Marshfield area, the Marshfield Clinic Health System, YMCA, will be hosting one. They're at 410 West McMillan Street, and they are going to also be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Once again, that's the Marshfield Clinic Health System, YMCA, 410 West McMillan Street, on Tuesday the 19th, that's in Marshfield, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then on Wednesday, here in Wisconsin Rapids, at McMillan Library, 490 East Grand Avenue, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So great opportunities through Wood County, also up in Marathon County, up in Weston as well. Later on in the month, Wausau is going to be having another one. We'll talk about that as we get a little bit closer. But all those opportunities coming up this week. There's three in Rapids. There's one in Marshfield. There's one in Weston. We can't stress enough how big this is. Of course, you can always go if you're in the Stevens Point area. The Stevens Point Blood Donation Center will be open this coming week. They'll be open the 18th, the 19th, the 21st, and the 22nd. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday this coming week, they'll be open. On Monday and Tuesday, 12 to 7. On Thursday, Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center is located at 3201 C Main Street in Stevens Point, right next to Hyde Music, if you know that area there. Go ahead and give some blood this holiday season. It's a great time of year to do it. If you want to do it in someone's honor, in someone's name, in someone's memory, that's great as well. So just keep that in mind, everyone, as we go through this week and this holiday season, another way you can give. Want a quick touch on some stuff, something happening today. I already mentioned the River Kings' final home game of the year, not the season, just the year, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. Also at 7 o'clock and at 2 o'clock this afternoon, we've got A Candle in the Window, your last chance to see the holiday show over at WRCT. That's put on, of course, by our good friend Deb is the director of that one. And from everyone who's seen it, say it's a very wonderful show. Go and get in the Christmas spirit, see some great acting, get some theater into your life. Going on at 2 o'clock this afternoon, a matinee. And then again, 7 o'clock, final performance tonight, A Candle in the Window over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. All right, continuing on here, I think it's time for another break. But before that, I want to do a little bit more music. I'm in the Christmas music mood. Now, here's my favorite Christmas singer here of all time. I grew up with him, had a couple of records that we listened to constantly growing up. Of course, he had a famous television show back in the 60s, and it helped his record sales, but he also had a great voice. From the Andy Williams Christmas album, here is one of my favorites, Sweet Little Jesus Boy, on WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Sweet little Jesus boy, they made you be born in a manger. Sweet little holy child, we didn't know who you were. Didn't know you'd come to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we could not see. We didn't know who seems like we can't do right. Look how we treated you, but please, sir, forgive us, Lord. We didn't. It was you. child, and we didn't know who
Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715. 424-4101.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Craft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Seth here, host of Seth Faces the Music, which totally makes sense. It's on every Sunday night from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR. Each week, I pick a theme and play a bunch of songs related to that theme. And this week, I'm doing songs about
big.
So join me, won't you? And we'll face the music together.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, rain showers and a high near 40 degrees. For tonight, showers come to an end. We'll have cloudy skies and a low of 33. Cloudy for Sunday, temperatures near 40 and a little breezy again. For Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 25, 35 Tuesday.
Right now, it's 44.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. I'm your host, Seth. It is about 11:37 on the clock. 424-2600 is the number to call if you want to look. If you're looking to buy or sell from your friends and neighbors, if you want to talk about Christmas stuff going on, share Christmas memories, or if you want to wish Happy Christmas to someone out there, please, 424-2600 is the number to call. We will take care of you any which way you want to do that. And we'll continue on now with our calendar of events. Stuff going on throughout central Wisconsin to put you in the Christmas spirit. We got a couple of concerts coming up here for our schools that we do want to highlight. I hope everyone had a great time this week at the middle school Rams. They put on a lot of great shows for everybody. The 7th and 8th grade band, the 7th and 8th grade orchestra, and the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade choirs all had their concerts this week, so I hope everyone enjoyed that if you were able to attend. Coming up tomorrow on Sunday, the Lincoln High School Music Department is presenting a community holiday concert like they do every year. It'll be performed twice, one at 2:30 p.m. and the second at 4 p.m. The concert is open to all and it is free. They, of course, are accepting donations of winter coats for Shepherd's Loft and pantry items for Focus. Let that be your ticket inside, everyone. At the 4 o'clock performance, the Friend of Education Award will be presented as well. So if you want to check that one out, attend the 4 o'clock performance. So two performances tomorrow on Sunday, 2:30 and 4. That's the Lincoln High School Music Department will be doing their community holiday concert. It's a great tradition here. Go ahead and check it out, and don't forget to bring a coat and or food item for the pantry. Then coming up on Monday, the 18th, the Lincoln High School Orchestra will be having their concert at 7 p.m. And at the, that'll be at the Performing Arts Center. That concert, by the way, is also at the Performing Arts Center. I know if I said that, but that great facility. Please go fill it up on Sunday and on Monday. On Monday, the orchestra concert will be taking place at 7 o'clock p.m. At the Nakusa School District, they also have one more concert coming up here on Monday. That is the Alexander Middle School and the Nakusa High School Choir Concert will be taking place starting at 6:30 p.m., and that is going to be in the high school auditorium. So go ahead and check that out in Nakusa on Monday, 6:30, the Alexander Middle School and the Nakusa High School Choir Concert. Well, just because it's the holiday season doesn't mean that they're stopping having fun over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. They're at 430 West Jackson Street. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Go have some fun. Get some holiday cheer in you over at the Elks Lodge. And give them a big thank you for all they've done throughout the year as well. The Elks Lodge does so much for our community. This is a great way to help support them. All right, let's go ahead and grab a telephone call right now. Good morning, you're on the show.
Morning. Today we have for sale some handmade cotton dishcloths, $2.50 each or five for $10. We have a three-piece children's luggage set for $5, and a child's musical rocking doll bed for $25. They're all in good condition. Make nice Christmas gifts. Phone 715-423-3396. If there's no answer, please leave a message.
All right, 423-3396.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank Bye. You. Yep, have a great weekend. If you're looking for a couple of items here, they got the doll rocker bed. Woo, having trouble getting that out there. They have the bed. They have the children's luggage set, and they have some dishcloths for sale as well. If you're interested in any one of those items, 715-423-3396, 423-3396, the number to call. Thank you once again for the phone call. Looking ahead to Wednesday, a very cool worship service that will be taking place over at the Moravian Church. It is the Blue Christmas Service. That is on Wednesday the 20th at 6 p.m. This worship is designed to recognize our grief and struggles even in the midst of the most wonderful time of year. During our service, we will recognize those whom we have lost, the struggles we are facing, and have an opportunity to be supported in prayer. You are invited to bring a picture or something else, some symbol to represent your struggle. And this is just to bring with you. It will, of course, not be kept. All are welcome to attend. This is sponsored by the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism, otherwise known as GRACE. So this is a community service. Come on down on Wednesday to the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South for the Blue Christmas Worship Service, specifically for those who are struggling with grief and sadness this time of the year. Coming up on Thursday, Pete Revelle and Four on the Floor will be performing at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. They've probably got some fun Christmas music set up for that. They'll bring back memories of yesteryear with their talented jazz sound and fun interpretation of the great jazz standards from days gone by, including, I'm guessing, some great Christmas standards as well. Sing along if you want, and also enjoy the listening to Pete's funny and fascinating stories from over 50 years in the music industry. Pete, wonderful man. Go check it out. If you've not done so, this is a great time to do it. It's over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center on Thursday from 2 to 4, 2651 8th Street South, right next to the Goodwill. You can't miss it there. And you can also get some shopping done while you're there. They have the artist store going on, holiday gifts and art fair continuing over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. So you might find something, that perfect gift for someone on your list. Also coming up next Thursday, our good friends over at Focus are having their neighborhood table event like they do every Thursday at 2321 West Grand Avenue. It's going from 4:30 to 6 p.m. as it happens every Thursday. Go enjoy a meal with your community. And it's free of charge, of course. And it's also a great opportunity to see people in your community. See what's going on. See who may be in need. And this time of year, you never know where your presence is felt in a positive way. And that might be a very, very good way to do that. All right. Checking out the schedule here. I am looking to see, and as we do approach this week, of course, we're coming up on Christmas Eve, where everyone is going to be heading to their respective place of worship, I'm guessing, on Christmas Eve. And I hope everyone does have a wonderful week coming up here as we go into the Christmas season. I want to remind everyone, we will have Over the Back Fence next Saturday on the 23rd Christmas episode. So it looks like we'll be doing some fun stuff, maybe playing a little recitation of A Visit from St. Nick, or 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. I like calling it by its actual name. Sorry. And maybe some phone calls from the kids or the Elf Call Center. We're going to have a lot of fun. So tune in next Saturday from 11 to noon. We'll have Over the Back Fence with some fun Christmas stuff going on. Well, who knows what will happen, but I bet you there'll be some music involved as well. Speaking of music, as we go into break here, I've got another piece of music that I'm very excited to share with you. The name of the group is The King Singers, and this is, again, one of my all-time favorite Christmas tunes. I've sung it a few times with different groups over the years, and I just love the message in it, and I love everything about it. So without further ado, let me keep me from babbling anymore here. Let's go ahead and play The King Singers with Rise Up, Shepherd, and Follow, right here on WFHR.
Follow, follow, rise up, shepherd, and follow. Follow the star of Bethlehem, rise up, shepherd, and follow. Follow, follow, rise up, shepherd, and follow. Follow the star of Bethlehem. Shepherd and follow. It will lead to the place where the Savior's born. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your sheep and leave your lambs. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your ewes and leave your rams. Rise up, shepherd.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself.
At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, rain showers and a high near 40 degrees. For tonight, showers come to an end. We'll have cloudy skies and a low of 33. Cloudy for Sunday, temperatures near 40 and a little breezy again. For Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 25, 35 Tuesday.
Right now, it's 44.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everyone, on WFHR, the Boston Pops with Sleigh Ride, another one of my favorites as we come into the last segment of the show here today. Thanks, everyone, for checking it out and listening here, either online or over the airwaves here. Don't forget to download the Civic Media app as well. You can put WFHR as your favorite station, as you should do. Get it ready for 30 Hours of Christmas, which is coming up. You heard the ad just for a minute there. So keep that in mind, everyone. We've got 30 Hours of Christmas coming up and a lot of other great holiday programming as well on here and on our sister station, WIRI, as well. All right, a couple more things I want to touch on here, a couple of more events. Before I do that, though, once again, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Jeff Clark & Associates. Two locations now, one on 8th Street, 3340 to be exact, in Wisconsin Rapids, and then on Main Street, 1265 Suite 103 in Stevens Point. Same number to call for either one of those offices. Just give them a call at 715-424-4101, 424-4101, the number to call. Go to their website, jca-insurance.com. The offices are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And it is a no-cost consultation, everyone. If you have questions about health, life, Medicare, personal insurance, no-cost consultation. They can help you decide what exactly it is you need, and they will help you get exactly the insurance that you are in need of. Big shout-out to Jeff Clark & Associates for sponsoring this very show. All right, a couple more things I do want to highlight as we get into January. Keep these things in mind, everyone. If you are a member of USW Local 59, they want us to remind you, brothers and sisters, that you are invited to their holiday party. It's going to be on January 6th at the Bullseye Golf Club. Happy hour starts at 5, dinner at 6, social hour from 7 to 11. It's only $10 per person. Contact a union rep for tickets. You can talk to Cindy, Nick, Adam, or Jen. If you need more information, of course, we can give you that information for their phone numbers. But they want everyone out there to know, if you are a part of USW Local 59, they are having their annual holiday party coming up January 6th. It is coming up, of course, after the holidays. Good time to have a party, if you ask me. So it's not quite so busy. And we have another fabulous event coming up. If you checked out Playmakers this Monday, we had Tyler Miller from the Rafters come in, the assistant general manager, to talk about their next cool hot stove event. It is coming up in January. It is slated to take place at the Hotel Mead and Conference Center's ballroom, January 20th from 6 to 10 p.m. Go get your tickets now for that. As the clock ticks towards the upcoming baseball season, the Rafters invite fans and community members to join them for an immersive experience beginning with a lively cocktail hour at 6 p.m. with a cash bar. A buffet-style dinner will be provided, has been provided by our great friends at Kellner Cafe, and that will begin at 7 p.m., followed by a program that promises an exclusive sneak peek into the exciting developments of the 2024 baseball season. The keynote speaker will be Dustin Woodcock, a four-year Rafter from 2015 to 2018. He was the team MVP during the Rafters' triumphant 2016 championship. He will take center stage and be the keynote speaker. It's great that they can come back and talk to all the fans out there, get a little hot stove action going on. Can't wait. I'm already waiting for baseball. Why hasn't baseball started yet? Can't wait already. Once again, that's going to be January 20th from 6 to 10 p.m. Go to their website, raftersbaseball.com. You can get tickets there, and you can check out. They will have tickets being sold at the door, but it costs a little bit more. So get your tickets in advance. Call 715-424-5400 or stop by the front office at Winterfield during their regular business hours. That early bird special, by the way, tickets, it goes till December 22nd. So that's coming up. This coming Friday is the last chance to get tickets for just $5. The regular pricing from there to the start of the event will be $10, and it's $20 at the door. So it will behoove you to get your tickets early to find out what's happening with the Rafters in the upcoming season. Well, that's going to about do it for me today. I've got one more tune I do want to play for everybody. Get everyone in the Christmas spirit. Thanks for listening, everybody. I do appreciate it when you engage with me on this show. In fact, this show is all about you guys. So we do want to make sure that you keep it running by calling up. So next week, we'll be having some fun with some the holiday stuff coming up. A nice Christmas show for Over the Back Fence from 11 to noon on Saturday, the 23rd. I do, of course, look forward to that. Coming up next, we've got the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens. After that, Under the Helmet, don't forget Director's Cut, or excuse me, don't forget Seth Faces the Music, 6 to 8 on Sunday. My theme is big. And Director's Cut after that, we have our holiday special with Melissa, James, and myself talking about some fun Christmas topics. Thanks again, everyone, for joining me today. Hope everyone has a great and safe weekend. We'll see you again next Saturday for our holiday show on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. All right, Bing, take us out.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, small. I'm
Be wise.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your News Talk and